you believe that I'm overdressed today? I'm actually sweating under here. Would you believe me? People ask me, how come I'm coming down here given the weather, rain, wet, couldn't be colder, couldn't be a nastier day, to which I said, we're going to be a little bit uncomfortable in Trenton for 2 or 3 hours, and that's going to make us much more comfortable than anyone in this country will be if we are all disarmed. State senators, members of the assembly, distinguished guests, moms, dads, grandparents, children, my fellow citizens, I'm an Orthodox rabbi, and I'm here to speak with you today because I love life, and because I believe that what brings us here together today is that we all love life. Our founding fathers established our nation on the principle that all men are created equal, and that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. These rights are enumerated and enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and our Bill of Rights, the Bible, if you will, of the American Republic. But I want to speak with you today about a different Bible, the original Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures from which our founding fathers drew inspiration to establish the principles on which this great nation stands. That Bible teaches us that life is a precious gift given to us by the Creator, and that like any valuable gift, we must take responsibility for it and cherish it. What does it mean to love life? It means that every day, quite literally, I count my blessings. As an Orthodox Jew, over 100 times per day, I thank God for the gift of life. We thank God for awakening us in the morning, for restoring our souls, for the gifts of clothes to wear, food to eat, the gift of sight, the wonders of creation, and for the sanctity of life. What does it mean to love life? Tomorrow, on Shabbat, Jews all over the world will read from the book of Exodus, chapter 22. If a thief is discovered breaking into a home, and the homeowner slays him in defense, there is no blood guilt. What the scripture is teaching us, what God is teaching us, is that God has given us the right to self-defense. We have not only a God-given right to defend ourselves and to protect our families, but we have a God-commanded responsibility to do so. Both to defend ourselves and to defend those we love, to defend even our homes and our property from those who would cause us harm or steal that which is rightfully ours. What does it mean to love life? It means that I must be willing to defend life from those who would take it unjustly. And it means I must have access to the tools needed to do so. As we all know, the most effective tool for defense of life is the modern firearm. That is why the police carry them. The handgun is the great equalizer that allows a 120-pound petite female to fend off a larger and stronger male assailant. Take away her firearm, and you take away her ability to protect herself. Restrict the number of rounds in her magazine, and you make her, at best, less effective in her defense of self. Restrict firearms to the police and the government, and you render her helpless until the police arrive, until it's too late. I love life. And my love of life leads me to the obvious conclusion. Guns save lives. Guns save lives, and it is because guns save lives that I insist on preserving my wife's access to the same tools of defense that the police use. Guns save lives. How many children would be alive today if there had been one police officer at the school in Newtown? How many children's lives would have been saved had there simply been one armed guard in the school? How many children would be smiling and laughing today had there simply been an armed teacher in the building? We parents entrust our children's lives to their teachers every day. And yet, the advocates of so-called gun control tell us that we can't trust those same teachers with a firearm. If I can't trust them with a firearm, how do I trust them with a baseball bat on the playground? How do I trust them with a knife in the cafeteria? How do I trust them with a car in the parking lot? If I can't trust them with a firearm, I can't trust them with my children. Guns save lives. That is why the police have them, and that is why we who gather here today to speak out in support of Second Amendment freedoms, that is why we have guns. That is why we, the American people, will stand up against the tyranny of anyone who seeks to advance the cause of so-called gun control. That is why we will stand against any law that's just an incremental step to victim disarmament. And that is why we stand here today and we say no. No to restrictions on magazine capacity. No to laws governing cosmetic features of common firearms. No to government lists. No to government registries of law-abiding citizens who seek only to protect themselves and their families. No, no, no. The helpless, government-dependent self-disarmament promoted by the liberal politicians and the liberal media is neither admirable nor moral. Disarming us. Disarming we the people, the responsible, law-abiding citizens of New Jersey, will only encourage crime and embolden criminals. When a mass shooting occurs, and we've had a tragic plague of such events recently, when such events occur, it is all too easy to demonize firearms. It's also foolish and short-sighted. Firearms are merely tools, morally neutral instruments that become valuable or dangerous in the hands of their handlers. A malevolent soul, like the criminals in Newtown, Aurora, Fort Hood, and elsewhere, such a malevolent soul will always find tools and instruments to exploit in the pursuit of evil. Take away firearms and they'll use baseball bats and knives. We've seen it in China. They'll use a vehicle to drive into a crowded bus stop. We've seen it in Jerusalem. As a law-abiding, responsible, moral citizen, we, the residents of the Garden State, we understand guns save lives. Lawful use of tools of force and defensive firearms must sometimes be employed to deter and stop criminal violence. We, the people, the civilian citizens of the United States, use firearms to deter crime, to prevent murder, to stop a rape at least 2,000 times a day by conservative estimates. Guns save lives. And thus, we the people, we retain our God-given right to keep and bear arms, including arms that will adequately protect us from any type of illegal activity, chaos like Katrina, or societal breakdown like the LA riots. Guns save lives. As Governor Christie and the State Assembly wrestle with the complex issues involved with keeping firearms from the hands of criminals, they may not infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens. We pray that the Almighty will guide them on this path of righteousness. The founders of our great nation created in the Constitution limits on government authority and power, including limiting the government from infringing on the right of we the people, not just to keep, but also to bear arms. I love life, but there is no life without the right to defend life from unjustified attack. I love my family, and I am my family's first and likely only line of defense. As a rabbi, as a father, as a Jew, as an American, I value the sanctity of life. Because I love life, because I value the sanctity of life, I recognize the need to preserve access to firearms as life-saving tools. Guns save lives. May God watch over us. May God protect us, that we should never have the need for the use of such tools. May God bless us, and may God bless America. Thank you.
Rabbi David Ben-Duri, the gun rabbi. Thank you.